Hello, baby of you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her and rejoiced with her. When it came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But he answered her, "There's no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately, his mouth was opened, his tongue free, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors. All these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." Gospel of the Lord. Today, the communion antiphon from Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 says, "I stand at the door and knock, says the Lord. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and sit down to supper with him and he with me." So, it's a good expression that the Lord is waiting for us. Although we say we wait for him, as a matter of fact, he waits for us. Not the last day of our life. Today, I stand at the door and locked. Today, Christ is knocking our door, our soul. If anyone hears the voice and opens the door, open our heart. That means I will come in. He will stay with us. So Jesus come in at times with a joyful face. But it could be a sorrowful face also. No matter what, whatever we encounter during the day, it's Jesus himself who comes to us through suffering, through joyful experiences. He is he. He comes in. Open our hearts. Be joyful. At the time we choose good things. Thank the Lord. Suffering, not why me. But then Jesus may tell you, "I share my cross with you." Remember, Jesus asked his disciples, "Come and follow me and carry a cross every day." And that's how we follow Christ, the better by hook or by crook, always, yes. Because it is the will of God the Father. Yeah, not, at least now allow this happen, that you suffer a little bit, to share. So Jesus wants to be with us. He's not only just be alone with you. He wants to be in our family, in our society. He wants to be part of the humanity. He doesn't want just only yourself and God is good enough. It's not enough. Jesus praying, "Father, they will all be one as we got the Father." One means only one with the Father, one with our neighbor. And it's also expressed that he will be with us whenever we are united in his name. That's from Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. "With two or three united in my name, I am in your midst." That's the desire of Jesus. He wants to be close to us. personally. But you want to be with us as a community, always with Him. So we thank the Lord that He comes to the world and not expecting for tomorrow, but today start a new community, a new self, with Jesus in our midst, with Jesus in our heart.